fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, Big Fellow. I'm Silver.
Tom Jameson's visit to the tiny mission created a stir of excitement among the Indians nearby. It wasn't often that the wealthy rancher came to see the kindly old padre. The old priest motioned him to a seat in the patio. Oh,
thank you, padre. You know why I've come to see you?
Yes, my son. The evil doings in this county have become too much for even a man of your wealth and position to bear. They've brought me much sorrow, too.
I tell you, they've gone too far. Those smugglers have killed the sheriff, terrorized the town people, and driven off all the small ranchers. We must stop them.
Have you tried?
Tried. I've done everything I could think of. I organized the other ranchers into a posse. Half of them were killed. Then I asked the men in town to fight. The smugglers picked off the key men before we could even get started. It's uncanny.
And yet, your ranch has not been disturbed.
I've been lucky. I have a large crew, and they're all tough fighters. So far, we've been able to stand them off. I don't know how long that can last.
And that is why you have come to me?
Yes, Padre. From what I hear, there's only one man who can bring the law back to this county. And that's the Lone Ranger.
That thought has been in my mind many times, too.
Will you send for him, Padre? I'm told you're the only one who can reach him.
See, that is true. My Indian friends send up smoke signals. Other friendly tribes send them along. Wherever he is, the message will reach him.
There isn't much time. Send for him immediately.
Si, amigo, I will. If it's at all possible, he will see you within the week.
Thank you, Padre. This means a great deal to me.
It was mid-afternoon when the smoke signals were seen by the Lone Ranger and Tonto. They went to the mission at once. After a brief talk with the padre, they rode on to Jameson's ranch. Taking a back trail, they reached his ranch house without being seen.
Oh, hello, the big fella.
Yeah, that's Mask. Then you did come. Well, welcome.
You're Jameson?
Yes. I've heard of your friend, too. His name is Tonto, isn't it?
That right.
Good. Sit down, both of you.
Thanks. The Padre told me about the smuggling gang. Who's the leader?
Nobody knows. They say that even his men have never seen his face.
Is he disguised?
The rumor is he always wears a hood.
I see. Where is their hideout?
Nobody knows that either. That's why I asked the Padre for your help. If we can show the people around here that someone is on their side, someone who isn't afraid, I think we can lick those smugglers.
I'll do what I can.
That's all I can ask for. I can tell you this.
Yes?
Some of the gang is in town almost every evening. You can get a line on them that way if you'd like.
Good. We'll be there tonight.
That evening, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode to town, separating at the outskirts.
Jameson said that if any of the smugglers do come to town tonight, you can see them at the cafes. You go to the Silver Dollar, Tonto. I'll try the palace.
Me do it.
Get all the information you can. We'll meet back here at midnight.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on.
An air of tension hung over the Silver Dollar Cafe as Tonto entered. The few men present were casting furtive glances at two hard-looking men seated at a far table. They were obviously looking for trouble.
What's the matter with these critters here? I thought you came to a cafe to have fun, not just sit around whispering.
Yeah, anybody think they were scared of something? I don't see nothing to be scared of, do you, Wolf?
Me? Of course not. What are y'all just sitting around for? We came here to have a good time.
That's right. Let's have some fun. Somebody do something.
You heard my pal. Somebody do something quick.
Now get started. We want some entertainment.
Hey, cut that out. Who said? Hiya, Slash. You're just in time. We're trying to get some entertainment out of this crowd of deadwood.
I said cut it out, and I meant it.
Oh, we were just trying to have some fun.
Boss don't like that kind of fun anymore. I get back to the hideout.
Well, we just came from there.
You heard me. Get started.
All right. Come on, Hal.
Someday I'm going to tell the boss where to get off.
Yeah? You see him often enough. Haven't noticed you doing much talking.
Yeah? Well, when I come up against him wearing that hood, I just naturally don't have no wind left. Say, you're a Segundo. What's he look like without that hood?
You're talking too much. Get started.
Yeah. Might as well. Nothing to do around the town anyway.
The two disgruntled outlaws left the cafe and started back to their secret hideout, grumbling loudly as they rode. Unable to contact the Lone Ranger in time, Tonto followed them, staying as close as he dared. The trail wound through scrub brush, past deep arroyos, toward a large clearing where the two men were hailed by hidden sentries. Satisfied he knew the location of the hideout,
come, Scout.
Tonto turned to go back when...
Stay right where you are. Got you covered.
Get him up, Scout.
Try that again, I'll aim at you next time. I'll drop them guns.
Me do it.
An Indian. What'd you come here for?
Me not talk.
You'll talk all right when the boss wants you to. You've got ways. Easy, boy. All right, get moving.
Get him up, Scout.
Prodded along by the guard, Tonto rode into the clearing.
You wanted to get a look at our hideout, Redskin. So take a good look. I don't guarantee you'll ever see it again after the boss finishes with you.
Where we go?
The boss's shack. He'll talk to you when he gets here later.
What you got there, Slim? Company?
Yeah, your company. This Indian was following you when you rode in.
What? Boy, that dirty maverick. Let me at him. I'll fix him good.
Go on back where you belong. The boss will take care of him. He'll take care of you, too, for letting yourself betray you, dumb idiot.
Well, now look at Slim.
This is as far as you go, Redskin.
Who's going to help?
Oh,
right.
Oh, boy. Right. Now get off that horse and get inside. You won't have long to wait.
After a fruitless hour, the Lone Ranger returned to the spot where he was to meet Tonto. He became more and more worried as time went by, and by 1 o'clock, he decided to go search for his friend. He mounted and rode back to the Silver Dollar Cafe.
Oh, Silver, easy, steady.
He was supposed to have been here most of the evening. I'd better check.
Hello there. I thought I recognized your horse.
Hello, Jameson.
I was just looking for you. I was hoping I'd find you here in town.
Oh, what's happened?
One of my boys came back to the ranch a while ago and told me he had seen an Indian trailing two of the smugglers.
Toto went after them?
Well, that's the way I figured it. I knew he wouldn't stand a chance alone, so I came after you.
Which way'd they go?
He said they followed the trail south about 2 miles and then cut east across the Lazy M.
Thanks, I'll go after him. Steady, McCoy.
Maybe I'd better get some of my boys and come along.
No, a crowd might make things too dangerous for him. I'll go myself. Let's go, Silver.
Watch out for sentries. They may be all over the place.
I will. Come on, Silver!
I don't want to lose you before the job is done.
The Lone Ranger rode hard to the cutoff, but from here, tracking was slow and difficult. As he had suspected, Tonto had stayed in the shadows beside the trail, and the darkness made the tracks almost invisible. He was so engrossed in trailing that he didn't see a dark shape rise up out of the bushes beside him.
Freeze!
What?
Right where you are. Down off your horse and don't try any funny stuff.
All right.
You're the second one tonight who didn't expect a guard out this far from the hideout.
Was the other one an Indian?
Yeah. How did you... You're a mess. What's the idea?
I'll show you.
You're choking me.
Where's the Indian? Talk fast, or I'll shut off all your wind.
Boss's shack. My throat. Let me go.
Where is the shack?
I can't breathe.
Then talk fast.
North End. Clearing. There's only shack there.
Are there any more guards?
Two. A quarter mile ahead. Please.
That's all I wanted to know. I'll keep you quiet for a while. I'll tie you up and leave you here.
Leaving the unconscious sentry hidden in the underbrush, the masked man mounted and rode carefully around the camp to approach it from the north. Within the clearing, there was only silence as the outlaws huddled deep inside their blankets. It took a few minutes to separate Scout from the rest of the horses. Then, leaving him with Silver, the Lone Ranger approached the shack warily. Peering through the window, he could see Tonto lying alone in a corner.
Tonto?
Here, Kimasabi.
I'm coming in for you.
Me glad you come.
I'll have you untied in a minute.
Boss feller come tonight. Ask questions. Me not talk.
The air is foul in here. There, you're free.
Boss smoke black cigar like Mexican.
Let's go. Here, I'll give you a hand to the window.
Now. Outlaw, take Scout.
I found him in the corral. He's waiting over there with Silver. Back against this wall, quickly.
Hey, Hal, what's that? That's Quinn. He's in trouble. Well, let's get out there. Get the horse.
I didn't knock the guard out hard enough.
Tell him out with mine. Get moving.
Good. They're going the other way.
Me see horses.
Now's our chance. Let's run for it.
Hey, there's the left still. He's getting away. There's somebody with
him. Hey, big fella. Come on, Silver.
Get him on the scout.
They're coming after us. Otto, you're hit.
No, me not hurt bad.
They can't see us now. Behind these rocks, quick. Hold, Silver, hold.
Hold, Scout.
Keep in the shadows. I think we've gone around the bend.
Maybe them stop here.
We'll have to risk it. Have your gun ready. Here they come.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger trailed Tonto to the smugglers' camp and rescued him, but they were discovered as they rode off. Before they could get away, Tonto was hit. Rather than endanger his friend, the masked man resorted to a trick.
They can't see us now. Behind these rocks, quick. Hold on, keep in the shadows. I think we've gone around the bend.
And maybe them stop here.
We'll have to risk it. Here they come. We're safe for a few minutes anyway. How's the shoulder?
Me fix it. Here. You tie a cloth.
Sure, let me have it. All right, take it easy a minute.
Aside. There.
That'd be all right.
Oh, plenty good.
We'll ride for camp. I can take care of it properly. Then we'll get some rest. I know what to do now.
Me not hear horses now.
All right, let's go. Come on, Silver.
Come on up, Scout.
The wound proved to be a trifling one, and after a few hours' sleep, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode out to Jameson's ranch. There was only one man outside the ranch house, and he pulled a gun as soon as he saw the mask.
Hold on there.
Jameson, not tell men.
Wait up, fellow. Who's the
horse?
Give me those guns, both of you. You sure got a lot of nerve riding up here in broad daylight with a mask on.
We want to see Jameson. He asked us to come here.
Yeah? I'll call your bluff. Hey, boss, come out here. Didn't expect me to take you up, did you?
You want me to take you? Hello, come on in.
Huh?
Steady, big fella. All right, if we dismount, Tex.
But that mask, I thought...
It was a natural mistake.
I was worried about you, Tonto. Say, you were hurt.
Oh, hit nothing.
And I'm glad to hear that. Don't look so upset, Tex. He isn't an owl hoot. This is Tex Rocky, my foreman. Tex, this is the man I told you about. The man I'm depending on to help us.
Glad to know you, Tex.
You're the Lone Ranger. Well, I'll be jiggered.
And this is his friend, Tonto.
How?
Howdy. And I thought that... Oh, Shake, I'm right glad to know you both.
Same here, Tex.
Sit down, sit down.
Thanks, Jason, thanks.
What happened last night?
Well, me follow smugglers, find camp, me not watch close, get captured.
I was afraid that would happen.
When mask friend come, we ride.
And stop some lead before you get away. You're lucky they didn't shoot better.
You mean you were in their hideout?
That's right, Tex. We're going back tonight, if you're with me, Jameson.
I'm with you all the way.
Good. Now, Tonto found out they're planning to break camp tomorrow. We can raid them tonight and round up the whole gang, including that mysterious leader of theirs.
I'm with you. I'm sick of them owl hoots walking around as if they owned the country.
How many men do you figure we'll need?
Well, at least 20.
I have 12 men here, and I can round up some more in town. Men who aren't afraid to fight.
And we'll do it. Now, Tonto and I know the layout of the camp. So have your men assemble here at 10 tonight.
You hear that, Tex?
Yeah. We'll be ready.
That evening, the Lone Ranger outlined his plan of action to the 20 grim, determined men grouped around him.
You all know what you're supposed to do?
Right.
There's a chance some of us won't come back. There'll be a certainty if we don't cover each other at the right time. We don't want any killing. There's any way of avoiding it.
Those skunks deserve hanging. Every last one of them.
Then we'll bring them back so the law can do it. All right, on up, men. We're riding.
It was close to midnight as the men began filtering into their assigned positions around the outlaw camp.
Your men in place now, Jameson?
Yes. They emptied that outlaw corral thick as a whistle, not a sound.
Then we only have to wait for the signal from the men who are taking care of the sentry.
As soon as they come back, we'll have the entire camp surrounded. Something's going wrong.
The sentry must have seen them.
Hey, what's happened? Who fired them shots? Roll out of them, Blake,
us out of here. That was a warning signal. Get the gun.
Don't touch any weapons, any of you. You're surrounded.
What's going on? Who said that?
Come in toward the fire with your hands up. One false move and we'll start shooting.
Watch them. They're tricky.
Yes.
You're saying so don't mean a thing. Come out so we can see you.
Don't do it. It's a trick.
Move in, men. Keep your guns handy.
This isn't the way you planned it.
Those shots upset my plan. We'll play it out this way. Come on, men.
All right. Now!
Like a well-drilled infantry team, the outlaws suddenly dropped to their knees, drew their guns, and fired, to be answered almost immediately by the advancing posse. Then six guns were discarded in favor of fists and rifle butts.
They're trying to get away. Keaton boxed in.
Drop that gun.
Thank you, boss.
That's enough. That's enough, men. Bring them all over here.
That'll take care of the Mavericks. We got them now.
Get some men to take care of the wounded, Tex.
Right. Shorty, Al. Joe. Over here. We got to take care of the boy.
Him sabi.
Did you find him, Toto?
No. Him not in cabin. Me look all over.
He couldn't have gotten away. Who's in charge of these smugglers?
This hombre fit boss them around in town. Get over there, you.
Which
shot? You're not the leader of this gang.
He's with the gunner, as far as I can tell.
Where's your leader?
Never showed up tonight. Dirty double-crosser.
What do you mean?
Gave strict orders nobody was to leave camp tonight, because we were moving out tomorrow. Must have known something like this had happened. Wait till I get my hands on him.
Maybe you will, in jail. Get the horses, men. Take these outlaws back to town and put them into the lockup where they belong.
Right.
The smugglers were herded off to jail, the wounded taken care of, and the posse dispersed. But the Lone Ranger still wasn't satisfied. He went back to the ranch with Tom Jameson and paced the floor as they talked.
Yes, that was a fine job tonight. The people in this county owe you a great debt.
No, not yet. We're not finished.
I know. We haven't found the leader of the gang.
Only we knew what he looked like.
Have you talked to the smuggler?
Yes. None of them ever saw him without his hood.
Well, we got the rest of them. That's the main thing.
No, it isn't. As long as he's free, he can organize another gang.
We can handle that when it happens. Have a cigar?
Thanks, I don't smoke.
I can't seem to find a match.
Right here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This isn't all that bothers me. There are too many little things that... Well, they don't fit in.
There are?
Yes. The smuggler's hideout wasn't hard to find. And yet no one around here knew where it was.
Well, that's because they were afraid to look, that's all.
But you weren't afraid. You could have found it easily.
Sure, but I couldn't have backed up my play. I didn't have enough men.
But you had no trouble finding enough men tonight. cigar is rather strong.
Well, I like them that way. I import them specially from Cuba.
That's smoke. The shack was filled with it, too. And you're the leader of that gang.
I wouldn't move if I were you. It might prove fatal.
You had that gun hidden in the desk, just in case I found you out, didn't you?
That's right. I forgot I smoked a cigar in the shack when I questioned Tonto last night. The smoke was still thick when you rescued him, huh?
I should have realized before that you were the leader of the gang. When you warned me they'd try some trick. Only a member of the gang would have known what they were going to do.
I taught them that trick. Now I'm going to have to kill you, my friend. I don't need you anymore. And you're too dangerous to live.
You won't get away with this, Jameson. Toto was right outside.
Then I'll get him when I'm finished with you.
Boss, what are you holding the gun on him for?
Come in and close the door, Tex.
Sure. What's this all about?
You came in at the wrong time, fella.
This is a man we've been looking for, Tex. Jameson is the leader of that smuggling gang.
The boss? Well, you must be local. Well, he called you in to capture them.
I think I know why now.
With the gang out of the way, Jameson wouldn't have to split with them. Was that it?
But Jameson, the way you've been talking against them... Oh, it doesn't make sense.
And those small ranches your men terrorized. You brought them out, too, didn't you?
That's right. Move over to the masked man, Tex. I can't waste any more time.
You're gonna kill me?
I can't help it, Tex. You're a good foreman, but now you know too much. Only three of you know that. Know that I was the leader of that gang. When you're dead, I'll be safe. Nobody will ever find out.
I'll take that gun.
Give him fire now.
Good shooting, Tonto. You saved our lives.
Him hurt bad?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
My side.
Don't worry about your side, Jameson. It's your neck that's going to really bother you when they stretch it.
Me see him hold gun, not take chance.
I'm sure glad you didn't. He was going to kill us. Now I can see why he didn't say much during the fighting. The Owl Hoot's never seen him, but they'd have recognized his voice.
Can you take care of him, Tex?
I'll try.
And I'll go get a doctor. Meet me back at camp, Tonto.
Me help here.
Help me.
I guess we better take care of him, even if he don't deserve it. Let me have a look.
I was so sure I could get away. I thought I was so smart.
Well, I guess you aren't the first to find out you're not as smart as the Lone Ranger.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.